USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With talks on emergency coronavirus aid having stalled out, both sides are playing the blame game rather than make serious moves to try to break their stalemate. Official Washington is emptying, national politics is now consuming the airwaves, and the chasm between the warring sides appears to be too great for right now. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pressed the case for funding the U.S. Postal Service, rental assistance, food aid, and rapid testing for the virus, blasting Republicans for not caring and declaring flatly that people will die if the delay grinds into September. At the White House, President Trump suggested the main holdup is the amount of money Democrats want for cash-strapped states and cities, which he dismissed as bailouts. It's a view shared by a number of top Republicans, and the fact that the Democrats are not budging on their demands. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Portland State University said it will disarm all of its campus police force more than 2 years after officers from the department shot and killed a black man who was trying to break up a fight close to campus. The announcement came as Oregon's largest city approaches 80 consecutive nights of protests following the death of George Floyd. Portland State President Stephen Percy said the decision to have officers patrol the campus unarmed is the first step in a broader policy to reimagine safety in the heart of Portland. The university has over 30,000 students, although many commute to class. The largest rural airline in Alaska has now declared bankruptcy and laid off more than 1,000 workers, but wants to award over $250,000 in bonus money to its chief executive and other employee. Anchorage-based Raven Air Group filed the request in Delaware bankruptcy court, arguing the bonuses are justified because of long hours and hard work that went into selling the company's assets after it shut down during the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you enjoy munching on chips and salsa, well, there's a big recall, and USA's Wendy King has more.
A produce company in Washington has issued a recall for salsa made from onions linked to a salmonella outbreak that has sickened more than 600 people. Spokane Produce recalled several varieties of salsa products, including Saddling Up Salsa in mild, medium, and hot, and also Salsa Verde. The company said that no other products that it makes were affected. They also said no illnesses have been reported in association with its product. The recall was initiated after another one was issued by Thompson International earlier this month for red, yellow, and white onions linked to a salmonella outbreak. The FDA said at least 640 people have been sickened by the outbreak, including 85 who've been hospitalized. Illnesses have been reported in 43 states. The Spokane Produce products were distributed in Idaho, Montana, Oregon, and Washington between May 13th and August 19th. Other companies that use the produce in prepared foods have also recalled their products, including pasta and chicken salad sold by Taylor Farms and diced onions sold by Marketside. Thompson International onions are sold at various stores, including Kroger, Publix, and Giant Eagle. The affected produce may not carry a label indicating their origin, so the FDA is recommending that consumers throw away any onions of unknown origin.